Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
They're calling for us to believe that Christ is a way to salvation, but not the way. We believe that Scripture is clear that salvation comes through faith in Jesus Christ alone. The presbytery just said, okay, you know, if this is where your conscience is leading you, we'll bless that, and we will not come after your property.
That's Pastor Paul Irwin of Fowler Presbyterian Church in California talking about his congregation's decision to leave the Presbyterian Church USA. Not only his, but several other congregations recently voted to depart this largest Presbyterian denomination in the United States. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Joining us for the next segment is Pastor Parker Williamson. He's consultant and editor emeritus for the Presbyterian Lay Committee based in Lenoir, North Carolina, and a regular guest. Parker, welcome back.
Hello, Todd. Good to hear your voice.
This isn't the first time that congregations have voted to leave the Presbyterian Church USA. What has usually been the breaking point for congregations like these with their denomination?
Todd, the bottom line is Scripture. And it's the same bottom line that was the bottom line when the Reformation occurred. These are churches that believe that Scripture is the Word of God, not just a word about God, but the Word of God, and they intend to follow it to the best of their ability and seeking the grace of the Lord to do so. And that bottom line has been challenged by denominational leaders in most of the mainline denominations, and certainly that's true in the Presbyterian Church USA.
So if it is this gradual erosion of Scripture's authority in the Presbyterian Church USA, you got to ask, why do you think these congregations have stayed as long as they have stayed, have been as patient with these kind of departures as they have?
Well, the three churches that you're referring to out in the San Joaquin Presbytery out in California, the agricultural area there, those three churches have been in a presbytery. That's like a district or a gathering of churches. They've been in a presbytery that's been basically pretty conservative. So they've been surrounded by brother and sister congregations that believe, as they do, that Scripture is the Lord's Word. So they've had a lot of mutual encouragement. And every year I've watched them. They go to the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church USA. They bring resolutions. They plead with the denomination to change its ways. And then they make proposals, and they fight really hard for the truth, and they get beat up and chewed up and spit out and dragged back over there into the San Joaquin Valley, and they look at each other, and finally they said, you know, what are we doing? Instead of fighting about who is Jesus Christ with so-called fellow Christians, we need to be out there proclaiming who Jesus is. And so we've seen them finally say, you know, enough is enough. Your report deals with three churches that are leaving, and they're three very significant churches, Fresno First and Fowler and Trinity. My understanding is that there are about seven more in the wings about to go. And that really is decimating that presbytery.
The press is making a comparison here, Parker, between these congregations leaving the Presbyterian Church USA and other congregations, sometimes even whole dioceses, that have departed from the Episcopal Church USA. And the contrast that they're drawing is that, at least with these three congregations, they're being allowed to retain their property. Why is that significant?
Well, that's very significant. In the Episcopal Church USA, and it's interesting that in the same area of the country you're talking about, there have been quite a few Episcopal churches that have left that denomination. There are conservative Presbyterians out there and conservative Episcopalians who have a whole lot more in common with one another than they do with their own denominations. And that's been an interesting development. In the Episcopal case, you know, a number of those churches are having to abandon their property. The bishop is claiming it. And there have been some lawsuits, some very significant lawsuits out there in the Los Angeles area, three big ones that recently, well, they went through the California Supreme Court, and the local churches lost. The Presbyterians have been watching these battles. There have also been legal battles among Presbyterian churches across the country, but out in San Joaquin, they have been watching this. And the Presbytery said out there, you know what? These folks are not leaving the Presbyterian Church USA to go to devil worship. I mean, they're going to worship the Lord and among another group of Christians. Why shouldn't we just send them out with our blessing and pray for them and love them and wish them well? And why should we get into law courts and fight them over property? I mean, so that presbytery is doing a very good thing, I must say, a very Christian thing, with respect to those churches that are leaving them. And I believe the Lord's going to bless that. I think you're going to find that in that area, although those churches, the three you're talking about, are leaving the Presbyterian Church USA, their relationships with their Presbyterian brothers and sisters out there are going to remain strong. I bet they do a lot of ministry together, just under different brand names.
Do you think that the leadership of the Presbyterian Church USA, as it is currently comprised, will get the message when congregations like this say, we simply cannot abide the distraction and the departing from Scripture that has been so prevalent among the leaders of our denomination? Do you think the leadership will get the message?
Yeah, I don't see any evidence that the leadership at the national level is getting the message. In fact, what we're seeing out of the national offices is an encouragement to these presbyteries to sue their local churches for their property and thus, you know, try to keep the horses in the corral. They're draconian in the kind of advice and counsel they're giving out of the national church. However, I do see a change, Todd, that's occurring at some presbytery levels, like San Joaquin, who are saying, you know what, we hear this advice from national that we ought to take them to the court, but we're going to choose a better way. You know, we think maybe the Apostle Paul suggests a better way, and we're not going to do that. So I think the change is occurring there. We see it in San Francisco Presbytery, which is liberal, has said if a congregation, 75% of a congregation wants to leave, they can go with their property, and we're not going to fight them for it. And there are other presbyteries around the country that are beginning to say that because they have seen these protracted, awful lawsuits that have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars that could have gone to mission work. And they're just saying, we're not going to do that. So I'm very grateful for the trend. But I must say that trend is not being spearheaded from the Louisville offices of the Presbyterian Church USA.
With only 30 seconds, it seems the depths of cynicism for a church body's national leadership to be willing to sue to keep congregations from leaving simply because they don't want to lose their property, to keep the fold together simply based upon a legal threat. 30 seconds to respond.
Well, it's a incredibly stupid kind of arrangement. People who are led by the Spirit are going to do what the Spirit leads them to do, and if that means that they lose their property, they will lose their property, but they are going to follow the Lord. And no denominational bureaucracy can stop that. It didn't stop it back in the Reformation time, and it's not going to stop it today.
Pastor Parker Williamson is consultant and editor emeritus for the Presbyterian Lay Committee based in Lenore, North Carolina. You'll find a link to the Presbyterian Lay Committee at our website, issuesetc.org. Just click on demand. Parker, thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
Great to talk with you, Todd.